My best, I'm doing enough. I'm doing my best. I'm doing.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we are broadcasting today on the beautiful, beautiful lands of ancestral lands of the Halkomandim speaking Musqueam peoples in an area you may call Vancouver, but really it isn't. And tonight, this evening, is Gobstopper. And we have some fun little tunes coming up. And I'm really excited to be back and have a music-filled hour. Mondays are always really fun times at CITR. And it's always a great, great time to start CITR, start the week listening to CITR on Mondays. And up first is Suck Dog. And I don't know if you've heard of Suck Dog, but they had, Suck Dog was a group that toured across the US in the 80s. And they had musical performances, wrestling, film screenings, and general audience agitation. It was basically a noise music opera. And with Lisa Crystal Carver, like, at the helm of that. So up first is Alligators Lurking by Suck Dog on CITR 101.9 FM.
Alligators lurking, breathing through their nose. Thank you.
And you're willing despite
CITR 101.9 FM. It is the 3rd of June, 6:17 p.m. The clock strikes. And what you just heard was Alligators Lurking by Suck Dog off of Drugs Are Nice. And I spoke a little bit about Suck Dog before I played that first song, which you might not even consider a song. You might think that was very noisy and it sounded like people screaming. And indeed it was, because it was from the their noise music operas that Suck Dog performed, which involved strange experimental fantasy stories, which had a lot of blood and a lot of sex in them. But that was because around this time, Lisa Crystal Carver was also getting involved in sex work when she was around 18. And so she channeled like a lot of her experiences of that into the Suck Dog project. And off of the same album, off of the same name, Drugs Are Nice, there's actually Drugs Are Nice, the Suckumentary. So if you're interested in experimental, avant-garde, and interesting ways that we can use noise and shape things with noise, you should check that out. That was from 2005. Drugs Are Nice, a documentary. Then after that was Hotel Exeter Dining Room by Autistic Daughters. Classic band name. Off of Uneasy Flowers. And then from Calgary, it was Penal Colony by Woman off of Public Strain. I love Woman, the band. but yeah, I guess it is Pride Month, but there's not necessarily, I know we may all have pride in our hearts, but it's not necessarily like a particularly proud time, I would say. I'm not feeling particularly proud of a lot of things that are happening, and the goings on in the world. But it is Pride Month, so we do have that. And maybe we should move towards a more joyful place, if it is possible, if we can collectively have that. Up next is Ideas Best by Mandy Indiana, which is kind of like a bumping track. Mandy Indiana is like a noise project also, but I believe this track is a little bit less noisy. But before we have Ideas Best by Mandy Indiana, some ads on CITR 101.9 FM.
The 47th Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 19th to the 21st. Come hear amazing music from around the globe. Celebrate the best weekend of your summer with artists like the great Jeremy Dutcher, the Milk Carton Kids, Palestine's 47 Soul, VCUC from Soweto, political singer-songwriters Iris Dement, and the UK's Grace Petrie. Listen to Desert Blues from Etran Delaire, Czar Electric from Morocco, Ireland's James Vincent McMorrow, plus artists from Mexico, New Zealand, Ukraine, and so much more. Come experience a weekend of music and magic. We'll see you at the beach for Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets can be found at thefestival.bc.ca. Early bird tickets are on sale until June 14th.
Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS SASC and peer support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca. Or you can drop by either office, located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community.
I'ma keep on talking about about it because it's true for me.
K'lalalelum is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, K'lalalelum aims to partner Indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kilalalelum.ca, or Instagram at kilalalelum to learn more or donate.
A couple of words on that, actually, before I get back to the music, is the Folk Fest. This is super true. I'm volunteering at Vancouver Folk Fest. And I'll be doing some production and stage work for them, which is just code name for cable wrapping and crawling on the floor and gaffa taping everything. But yes, we have a couple local festivals happening soon. We have Vancouver Folk Fest as well as Music Waste. So you should definitely keep your eyes and ears peeled for anything in regards to Vancouver Folk Fest and Music Waste, which CITR are both proudly supporting. And as well as K'lalalelum, which I live very close by to. And the other day when it was downpouring and raining, they gave me a free umbrella, which was super nice. So of course, they do seriously amazing work outside of giving me, you know, a tiny little umbrella. But I just wanted to mention that. Super kind people. And we shall get back to Mandy, Indiana.
Thank you. Meaning
listening to Gobstopper on CITR 101.9 FM, and I hope wherever you are listening, you are well, and if you are not, then I hope you are at least comfortable and enjoying this late evening, low-hanging sun, looking very bloated in the sky. And what you just heard was Ideas Best by Mandy Indiana, Fruitful Angst by Gilla, and then the newest Pretty Sick song, or actually the second last release from Pretty Sick, because she just put out her latest single, Headliner. But I prefer Streetwise over Headliner. And this is a more kind of like sleazier, indie sleazier kind of release from her, as opposed to her more slacker rock album, which I really adored. That release from her, Makes Me Sick, Makes Me Smile, that really got me through certain life events. But yeah, fun little track. That was Streetwise by Pretty Sick, followed by Coil PHF off of their latest album, Load. And it's the kind of load you think, you know, from PHF, not Coil. That would be pretty cool if we had a new Coil album that sounded like hyperpop, I guess. Actually, no, I don't want that. But maybe there probably is someone out there who wants like a hyperpop Coil album, but that's not me. Anyways, I shall stop talking. Up next is a femme-fronted or woman-fronted Scrams band. Scrams, emo violence, you know, whatever, you know, you want to call it, screamo, or just straight up emo. It is La Luna. House Party by La Luna, and they were a Canadian screamo band formed in 2009 by Vanessa Glue from Calgary, Alberta. Up next is that track, House Party, La Luna, always from Always Already on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to die.
Every time I listen to that song, it makes me feel like I took a deep breath mentally. And that was I Want You to Suffer by Cindy Lee. And now I Want You to Suffer is the question that I feel like a lot, like I feel like a lot of companies honestly want us to suffer. I feel like that's what they are kind of like, you know, asking us these days in a rhetorical way. And I've been reading, I'm on book two of The Psychopathologies of Cognitive Capitalism. But I've just been spending a lot of time thinking that like so much of our built environment and so much of our like neural landscape, we don't really get to have a say in, or it's like an illusory sense of control around what happens. And that's why I think it's like so, like now more than ever, a really important time to like resist, you know, a lot of forces that want you to feel like you don't really have a say in your life, and spend time with your community, or get involved at CITR, or spend time with your loved ones. Because I feel like, I don't know, a lot of people are feeling burnt out, or a lot of people are feeling like, you know, they don't have control over their lives. And so I think it's just, it's an important thing to think about sometimes, or to try and make peace with the fact that this is like our life on Earth, and this is how we're spending it, you know? So with that being said, the next song is called I Hate Waking Up, by Chronically Online. It comprises of some members from La Lune. And yeah, that's another thing. It's like the idea of like hating waking up. And it's like, you know, it's your first time, like each day is a new day. And that's your first time on Earth on that day. And it's like, I've spent a lot of time hating waking up. But it just, I've just been thinking about that lately. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it should be not to like add pressure or say there should be a certain way of feeling about things. But, you know, it's kind of like a wish that I generally have to feel more at peace in the mornings, and not hate waking up. But yeah, just some things that have been on my mind. This is I Hate Waking Up by Chronically Online, which is Cam Blake and I believe another member of La Lune. Another member of La Lune, the Vancouver based band.
Thank you.
That was Gobstopper on CITR 101.9 FM, and there was a really good day of programming today on CITR. You know, we had Lethal Refresh in the morning, and then Chris-Orific, Unseated Airwaves, and Gobstopper. But up next, please stay tuned for Exploding Heads Movies with Gak, and after that, it is The Jazz Show. That final track was I Hate Waking Up by Chronically Online, and that is it for this little hour that we had here. And I hope that you took what you needed and you left what you didn't. But yes, please stay tuned as always.
Damn, it's like the game not changed since I came on stage with the rope gold chains and the booty shards. My name cocaine, got the street heat playing. Stay woke, they saying, what you sleeping for? Cook it up, low man, get the wild pop veins. And the whole stoop saying, yeah, you got the sauce. Damn, what you talking for? If the money ain't right, we gon' take it to the floor like damn. Why you wasting time? Smell good like sex. Got dollars, got diamonds, and damn, what you talking for? Put some rum, put some lime in the glass one time like damn. What you shaking for? For some change, for the name, for the cash, for the ass. Still came back. Dogs in the coup, they be acting like cats. Get the gag, get the stack, get the kick drum fat. Baby, stay like that. Let me hit it where it's at. My name's so black. My name's so black. It's like, damn, what you talking for? If the money ain't right, we gon' take it to the floor like, damn. Why you wasting time? Smell good like sex. Got dollars, got diamonds. Damn, what you talking for? Put some rum.
If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie. Eat. Energize.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rose, Jamal Steeles, and Horsepower. You know what it is, all right?
Yo, it's